Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone. It's that time again, our bi-weekly podcast called Empowered Through Health. I'm your host, Diane Solano, functional medicine practitioner, orthomolecular nutritionist. Yes, it's a mouthful. But bottom line is this: bodies have always thrived for thousands of years on nutrition, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So as you may or may not know, our podcast is highlighting different experts around the world that are dominating different fields of this health and wellness paradigm. Here's the bottom line. This show is intended to give you tools. It's intended to empower you. It's intended to get you to become the most amazing version of yourself so you can go out there and do the most amazing work that you do. So, little disclaimer, we're not here to give you medical advice. We are not actual medical doctors to diagnose or cure. That is the conversation you need to have with your health provider. Rather, this is just a platform to kind of help you give you some guidance, some ideas to really follow your instincts and that inner voice that's always guiding you. And your health has been your source of joy. If you don't know it, let me tell you right now, I meet so many people around the world, they would do anything to get their health back. And that's why we share this podcast, is because we want to have now a platform where many of you looking for answers, whether it's for you or your loved one, can actually find them and look through our index of various experts that we're highlighting around the globe. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce our beautiful guest today, Deepa Patel, who started off as a pharmacist. I love her story because she was in the camp of the conventional medical model. Not to say that that model doesn't work. However, it doesn't always hold all the answers. And that being said, when I meet these practitioners, these experts that cross to the other side and start really diving into the functional medicine side, well, you can't help but to question why and what the journey and how that all happened, because there's usually a story behind it. So I know Deepa has turned pharmacist, now functional medicine certified provider. They run global programs around the world. They're leveraging actual practitioners. She's the co-founder of the Living Proof Institute with her partner, Dr. Sachin Patel, who now what they do is they create programs to help leverage practitioners to get their message out into the world. And that's what we need, our leaders like Deepa today, who's going to talk about their story and their program. So with no further ado, Deepa, welcome to our wonderful podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. I know you guys are so busy, but you're carving out these next 25 minutes to share with us. So please, if you don't mind opening it up and sharing a little bit about you and your transition and why you're here.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for having me on, Diane. It's, you know, been such a pleasure to know you and, you know, even get guidance from you as a healthcare practitioner. So I guess I'll start off with my story. So I was trained as a traditional pharmacist. I've worked in literally all different camps of pharmacy, be it hospital pharmacy, where I primarily worked in the cancer department. And I was seeing young people come in for, you know, stage four cancer, literally on their deathbeds and not really given much of a solution, right? So I've worked in hospital pharmacy, retail pharmacy, mail order pharmacy, you name it. I've worked in all of the different areas of pharmacy. And it wasn't really until my own health journey in terms of what led me to make that transition to functional medicine. And so I had an extremely healthy labor and delivery, and I mean, extremely healthy pregnancy. Let me correct myself, extremely healthy pregnancy. And then my labor and delivery, I guess, you know, it wasn't the picture perfect labor and delivery. I was in labor for about 48 hours. I ended up having to have emergency C-section. My son's hand was on the top of his head and I wasn't able to deliver naturally. So after I had the C-section, I was profusely bleeding to death. And so the only way they could save my life was to do an emergency hysterectomy. So I had to have a hysterectomy. And then shortly after that, I developed a small bowel obstruction. So I had to have surgery again about a week after my son was born. And so I was in the hospital for a good month after he was born. I pretty much missed the first month of his life. I was so thankful to have extremely supportive parents and in-laws who were able to bring him to the hospital every day so I could see him for a couple of hours. But once I got home from the hospital, I really was, you know, not at my best, right? I wasn't feeling the greatest. I had asked some of the doctors and surgeons in terms of how I could prevent another bowel obstruction, because when you have one, you're more likely to get another, right? Because of the scar tissue that forms. And I wasn't really given many answers. So I knew I had to take health into my own hands. At the time, my husband, Sachin, was trained in functional medicine. So he helped me tremendously with my own health journey and really helped me dial in my nutrition and my lifestyle so I could then be there for my son and be the best mom that I could be and really get back on my feet. And so shortly after he was born, I stayed home with him for about 18 months. But then after that 18 months, I decided to kind of shift my career, so to speak. I knew I did not want to go back into traditional pharmacy. And so I became a functional medicine provider. And since then, I not looked back. So that's kind of my story. And now, you know, we, as Diane said, we have two businesses. One is where we coach other healthcare providers and health coaches and doctors to start their own functional medicine practice and really give them the tools and equip them with the right marketing tools and, you know, business tools to really help them get off the ground and promote their programs. And then number two, we still have a clinic in which we see patients, and that's primarily what I do. I run our Living Light Reset program, which helps our clients lose on average about 20 to 40 pounds in 6 weeks. And so that's primarily what I do now.
Thank you for sharing. Now, I noticed that a lot of your specialty lies in resistant weight loss. Resistant weight loss being people that have tried everything under the sun and not seem to get any results. And there's many people like that. But you guys have something called a whitelist program, which I know a lot of your practitioners are taking those foundations that are really moving the needle forward, but not only in the immediate future, but long-term. Maybe you can talk about the birth of this project and this program that, again, a lot of your graduates have come out with this white label program to kind of spin it and make it their own, which has been amazing. But the foundations are the foundations, and those won't ever change. And I know you offer this to the world. And where could people learn more about it? Tell us maybe some tips that you guys share on the program and where they can find you if they want to learn more.
Yeah, so our program is a 10-week program, and basically it really addresses the foundations, right? And one of our core philosophies is that the doctor of the future is the patient, right? It's you. And so we really teach lifestyle skills over pills, right? We empower our clients with taking control of their lifestyle and nutrition, right? And so we have a 7-pillar approach in which we address resistant weight loss through nutrition and lifestyle, and really teaching people to become their own doctors. And not, you know, the weight loss, yes, that's fantastic. People love that physical change in their body, but it's so much more than that, right? It's the fact that they're sleeping better, their digestion is better, their mindset is better. They don't have that emotional attachment to food. So they have so much more awareness around their emotional patterns and eating habits, which is a huge part of weight loss. They have less inflammation and less pain. So, you know, there's so many side benefits to losing weight. So it goes beyond weight loss, right? And so because we've had such amazing, amazing results with this program, literally our clients get such transformational results with these simple nutrition and lifestyle principles that we then decided to really structure the program in a way that is easy for other practitioners to implement into their own practices and really make it their own, right? And it doesn't have to necessarily be about weight loss, because a lot of the principles that we're teaching in the program are going to help you, like I said, if you have digestive issues, if you have skin-related issues, if you have difficulty with sleeping. So whatever the health condition is, these practitioners can then take this model and this structure that we've created, that we white labeled, as Diane said, that, and then implemented into their own practices using very simple, easy to follow steps and systems that are really turnkey, right? So we literally share all the resources with our clients. We give them, you know, the guide that in terms of the nutrition plan that clients will follow. They get the online course white labeled. They get all the marketing systems. They get all the emails. They get all the, you know, the sales page copy. So they get all of that as a template, and then they can basically rework it and reword it to make it their own and fit their niche. So it's really just an amazing turnkey system that we've developed for others to implement in their practices as well.
I love it, Deepa. You know, and this is, whoever's listening on the podcast, this is where the fundamentals were birthed from. I mean, they've been around for thousands of years, but what I love about your work, Deepa and Sach, and you guys are such a power couple, is that not only do you talk about it, you live it. I mean, I've been to your beautiful home. We've traveled the world together. I've been very blessed. Our sons actually play very closely together, which is so much fun. Actually, my son the other day was just like, "Mom, I want to go back to Devin's house. He's so much fun." You practice what you preach. You are living proof, hence the Living Proof Institute, right? Becoming a version of your highest self. And you do that when you nurture the basics, the fundamentals. And I know, guys, it sounds boring, right? Eat right, move your body, exercise, breathe. But here's the thing. There's a reason why every single living organism needs to have nutrition, needs to rest and recover, needs to get rid of toxins, needs to bring in oxygen or carbon dioxide if it's plants. But bottom line is, these are the fundamentals that are required to have long-term sustainable energy, balanced hormones, reduced body inflammation. And when we get back to the basics, we feel amazing. And this is where, you know, Deepa, people are coming out of your program, and those practitioners that want to run with something can run with the fundamentals. You can't argue the basics. I don't care how complex, you know, the pharmaceutical companies can get out there. Basics are basics. And when you get to root cause, you get to the bottom line of what the issue is. Can we bring that back to balance? So I know that you, when you guys package your programs, because you do take on clients, right? Your program, if people want to look into it, I believe it's mymetabolicreset.ca. Am I right about that, Deepa?
Yep. Yeah. So they can go to mymetabolicreset.ca and learn more about the program and the 7-pillar approach. And as Diane was saying, just really, it focuses on the root cause, right? And I would say that almost everyone that comes into our practice, they're dealing with chronic health conditions. And chronic health conditions are really lifestyle imbalances, right? And so, yes, the medical system is wonderful. It literally saved my life. So in acute scenarios, if you break your leg, if, you know, you, whatever the acute situation is, if you're in an accident or whatever, go to the hospital, right? But when it comes to something like high blood pressure or diabetes, for the most part, these are lifestyle imbalances, lifestyle related diseases, right? And I saw it firsthand as a pharmacist, right? In terms of what the solution is, the doctor pretty much tells you, gives you one chance, you know, fix your diet and go exercise. And that's pretty much the blanket advice that you get. You don't get any other details or guidance. And so you're left with, well, what does that mean? What do I do? And then 3 months later, 6 months later, your blood sugars, your blood pressure is still elevated. Well, you're going to get a medication, right? And then if you don't make the lifestyle changes, you're going to get another medication and another one, right? And so it just keeps going and going. And then there's side effects from those medications. So then you get medication to deal with the side effects, right? And next thing you know it, you're on like 10, 15 medications, and we laugh about it, but this is the reality, right? Yeah. Yes. So this is the reality for many people, and they really don't know or are not educated on the fact that they can take control over their health and that they have the ability to be empowered and make changes to their sleep, make changes to their nutrition, make changes to their lifestyle to really, you know, not have to take medication in many cases, right? You may not be able to get off of it completely, but almost all of our clients, we have pretty much 100% success rate in terms of getting people off blood pressure medication and you know, diabetes medication. If they're not able to get off 100%, they're able to for sure reduce it significantly.
So true. Bodies don't lie. They are the most honest thing. You cannot argue it. Your hair is your hair. Your skin, your hair, your nails, your body is always speaking a language. It is so honest. The thing is that we don't listen to those little signals, and the body will whisper before it screams. So don't wait for things to go bad. Don't wait for pathology to show up, because dysfunction always precedes pathology. So when dysfunction happens, like I can't move my bowels, I'm not sleeping properly, my hair's falling out. I mean, that's dysfunction. We want to get to the dysfunction because your body is saying, hello, I need attention. I am not getting enough, I don't know, sleep, enough recovery time, enough movement, enough oxygen, enough actual nutrition in my body. And this is where we have guidance like yourselves, you know, being practitioners that have seen both sides to give those kind of answers. Now, what I also love about your program, Deepa, and again, you nailed it. You know, my mom, when I first started my functional medicine path, she was on cholesterol medication, blood pressure was too high. We're talking 20 years ago. She's 85 now, Deepa. I take her to the doctor just to, you know, do the typical blood work, just to kind of check off the boxes. And then any silly advice, I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that, because again, we go with our intuition. We go seek the alternative advice. My mom, no more meds. She is 85, zero meds. You don't want to be a chemical suit. And again, it's not to say that medication isn't important, because in some cases it will save your life. And yes, you have to have these conversations with your doctor, but you're your own best health advocate. You need to ask the questions. You need to pull out critical thinking, and you need to go ask advice from people that have studied the field of natural medicine, because sadly, the conventional medical model doesn't. So it's like trying to ask the advice of a mechanic from an accountant. You can't do that, right? But if you're running a, you know, a business, then yes, you need the accountant sometimes, but you still need to work with the mechanic when it comes to your car. Same thing.
Yeah.
So you guys are big on measurables. I know that you also ship out goodies to people. And you talk about the Aura Ring, for example. That's a really great, you know, measurable tool. I know I actually don't have any of my rings on today, but I have myself, my beautiful Aura Ring. I also use a lot of heart math. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the tools that you also, I know you have big thank you or welcome boxes for your clients. And then I would also love to talk about one of your signature copies that you use a lot in your program, which is mushroom-based products. Maybe we can expand a little bit about that.
Yeah. So one of our, you know, key principles is being able to measure your health outcomes, right? So of course, subjectively, you can say that maybe when you, before you started the program, you might say your health was a 2 out of 10, right? And then after the program, you might say it's a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. But we really need that objective data, so that we're really big on wearable tech. And so one of the key pieces of technology that we include in our packages, not just with our one-on-one clients, but also with our mentorship clients, right? Because you can't be the best health coach or doctor if you're not living proof, right? If you're not living the lifestyle, and if you're not, you know, being the example for your patients, right? So we want to make sure that our health coaches, when we mentor them, that they're living, you know, authentically, and that whatever they're telling their patients, they're doing themselves, right? So we give all our clients, whether they're our patients or our mentorship clients, a Aura Ring. So I'm wearing mine right now. And the Aura Ring basically measures your sleep, your activity, and something called your readiness. And so we can really see, we have a platform called Heads Up Health, and we can really track the data in terms of where the client is when they first start wearing the Aura Ring prior to the program, and then where their data is once they go through the program. And we can see things like resting heart rate decrease, which is a good thing, right? Because that tells me that there's less stress on your heart, right? So we want to see resting heart rate decrease. We can see something like heart rate variability increase, which is a good thing, because that tells me that your body is becoming more resilient to stress. Whether that stress is emotional, physical, chemical, whatever it is, we can see the HRV increasing. And HRV is actually one of the main predictors for longevity, right? So the higher your HRV, the better. We can see their respiratory rate decrease, which is a good thing, right? Because that means you're taking in more full breaths, and you're not doing this deep, like shallow breaths. You're taking in more deep breaths, right? We can see basically REM sleep, deep sleep, right? How much deep, because, you know, you may think you sleep well, but unless you have the objective data, we really don't know how well you're sleeping, right? And for a lot of clients, they don't get enough deep sleep. And when you don't get enough deep sleep, your body is not going to repair and regenerate and heal. So we really need to make sure the clients are getting enough deep sleep, because that's where all the healing and repair and regeneration occurs. And, you know, most weight loss programs only focus on diet, nutrition, and exercise. And our program really focuses on sleep. That's one of the main pillars. If you're not sleeping well, no matter how much you're exercising, no matter how well you're eating, it's going to be really hard for you to lose weight. So you might notice that you might dial in the nutrition, dial in the exercise, and then your weight plateaus, right? Because you need to address all of those pillars in order for the needle to move in the right direction. So wearable technology is one of the key tools that we include in our packages, because we really want to make sure that we're seeing the objective data so that we know that our process works. But more importantly, the client sees their progress and sees that their health is moving in the right direction as well. So yeah, so that's, you know, we advocate for HeartMath. That we used to include HeartMath, but now we use the Oura Ring. But HeartMath is a great tool as well. Once again, measures HRV. And coherence. I'm a HeartMath certified trainer, so I truly believe in the power of HeartMath and, you know, how transformative it can be for clients, just especially when it comes to the awareness around their, you know, their health behaviors, right? And all these tools, what they do is they drive behavior change, right? So a lot of us hate to be told by others in terms of what to do, right? So when we tell our clients, you got to get to bed earlier, sometimes that brings up trauma from when they were children and their parents telling them to go to bed early when they wanted to stay up, right? But the ring doesn't lie. So the ring is then going to tell you that, hey, you need to get to bed earlier. And it's almost like it gamifies things, right? Because you'll see that, oh, shoot, my sleep score was really crappy. I need to, you know, perhaps go to bed earlier. So you're going to start making those health changes yourself because you're playing this game with yourself and you want to get the best score possible, right? So it makes you prioritize your health and makes you more empowered to make those behavior changes rather than someone telling you to do it.
Love it. And I know we're down to our last four minutes of the podcast, but I know one of your health hacks that you guys throw in there is the mushroom coffee.
Yes.
And I know you and Sachin are a big fan and love of medicinal mushrooms and really love the Organo line because of the way it tastes, which is a really big one. Nobody wants mushroom soup coffee, yeah. But the flavor profile, a lot of our practitioners loving it. Maybe share a little bit about why you guys throw this in your regime and use it personally. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so we absolutely love mushroom coffee. And the great thing about Organo is whether you're a coffee drinker or not, they have tons of options. They have, I personally don't drink coffee, so I use the reishi spores and I use the red tea and the green tea, which all contain reishi mushroom in them. And the reason why we include those in our program is because reishi is such a powerful, powerful healing herb, right? I don't want to call it a herb because mushrooms are their own kingdom, but they basically help with reducing inflammation, help with weight loss, help to shift your body more into a parasympathetic state, or what we call a rest and repair and regenerative state. Because if you're in fight or flight, your body is not going to heal. You're not going to lose weight. So we really need to assist the body in getting into that more regenerative state, and reishi mushroom helps with that. So there's over 3,000 studies published in PubMed with regards to the benefits of reishi mushroom. It's the most studied herb, you know, that's ever existed. And it just has so many powerful benefits to it, which is why it's one of the main supplements that we include in our program. And I wouldn't even call it a supplement because the company is so smart. You know, they know that people are not going to miss their daily coffee. So they've put the supplement in the delivery vehicle, which is coffee. And so you will not miss your daily coffee, right? So it just helps people become more compliant and, you know, make sure that they get their daily dose of reishi, because it is such a powerful, powerful herb and supplement that we recommend for all our clients.
Love it, Deepa. Thank you for sharing today. So many pearls were dropped. You know, you talked about the importance of sleep, and you're right. You know, sleep is like sitting on two thumbtacks. I can pull one out It's not going to hurt any less. These are root cause issues. Health hacks like healthier coffee, pH neutral coffee that's going to help support inflammation, support, you know, your better hormone balance, support all these areas of your metabolism and over your overall health that are really going to be balanced out. And I love what you said, life skills over pills. We forget, like we're just not taught the life skills. They're just so disregarded and neglected because we're always on the go, 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 right? Technology was supposed to make our life easier. It's actually making us more distracted. So these are little areas where we have to reclaim back parts of our lives, parts of the way we live, you know, taking inventory of your lifestyle, saying what is really serving me and what is not, and what is my goal? What do I want out of life? How do I want to feel? How do I want to show up? Because if you're physically not okay, whether it's health, wealth, weight loss, I mean, it all starts with your physiology. If you're not feeling good, you're not going to perform the same way. And that's the bottom line. So if people want to reach out to you again, if you love hearing Deepa share today and you're like thinking to yourself, I really want to get to the bottom of it all and be done with not feeling my best, then you're going to want to check out their website, mymetabolicreset.ca, because that's where people can find out more information, maybe enroll in one of your programs. If you want to know more about the R-Ring or the Organo Coffee, you can always reach out to Deepa as well. I guess you guys have that platform. People can communicate and find you easily. If you're a practitioner and you want to hear more about the Living Proof Institute and their programs, where could they find you there, Deepa?
Yeah, so our mentorship is called The Perfect Practice. So if they go to perfectpracticementorship.com, they can learn more about the mentorship, which is geared for health coaches and other healthcare practitioners. And then for, like Diane said, for the client-facing programs, if you're looking to get to the root cause of some of your health issues, then you can visit us specifically for that program, mymetabolicreset.ca, or the main website, which is livingproof, thelivingproofinstitute.com.
I love the name, Living Proof. Be the living proof of how you want to show up in the world and who you want to be. And ultimately, you want to feel amazing so you can go and be the amazing you, whether that is the top CEO of your company, whether it's a stay-at-home mom, whether you are a teacher, school bus driver, janitor, whatever fuels your passion will be so much more ignited if you are feeling amazing and energized and really having that body, your vehicle, which you have on this earth, to just go out there and be the best you. Go get it. It's yours for the taking. And people like Deepa and Sachin have those tools for you to go and live your best life. So with no further ado, Deepa, I'm going to thank you very much for joining us in this next past 30 minutes that we shared. And again, if you want to reach out to Deepa, mymetabolicreset.ca is probably the best way you can find out more about their programs. You can also follow me at mydianesolano on Instagram or dianesolano.com. If you want to look at all the list of speakers we have, we do a lot of different sound bites. Or if you want to be a guest on the show, you're welcome to fill out an application on the website and we can definitely connect. So thank you so much for joining us today, Deepa. Thank you so much to all the listeners. Hopefully you took some copious notes and realize that you are your own best health advocate. No one is going to go out there and advocate your health for you. It's going to be you. And the only way you're going to do that is ask questions, listen to that intuition, get empowered. Come on these platforms, learn on the different speakers that are doing amazing work out there, and go and share with your friends and family, because it is up to us to step powerfully forward and change this world, like Deepa and Sachin. Thank you so much. Have a super day, everyone. We'll see you on the next podcast every other Friday, Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.